We're now going to check in with two reporters in the New York area airports. First, we'll go to NPR's Anne Hawk at John F. Kennedy International. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Lynn.
Renee here. Describe the scene for us this morning.
It's quite calm and orderly here at JFK this morning, surprisingly. There are slight delays. There's a 9:15 departing flight to London that is running roughly on time, just a slight delay. And there's two flights incoming from London, an 11:15 that's going to get in a couple hours late, and a later flight that's scheduled to come in on time. There have apparently been two cancellations of flights to D.C. and to JFK from London.
And what have the passengers been telling you?
Well, passengers are sort of in all different states. Some people are confused and haven't heard the news. Some people are aware of it and sort of unflappable. I talked to a gentleman and his daughter heading to Tokyo. They were a little nervous about flying, and they were wondering what they were going to do with perfume bottles in their luggage. Another woman heading to Tokyo with bottled water, she was going to get rid of it. And there was one gentleman who stepped away from his luggage briefly at the ticket counter, and some security officers swooped down on it and wondered whose it was and, you know, told him to stick close to his bag. But generally, it's pretty orderly here. The British Airways officials say that they are just abiding by TSA regulations on liquids and gels, telling people to move shampoos, creams, lotions, sodas, things to their checked baggage, and only take prescription drugs and baby formula in their carry-on.
Is anybody that you're talking to worried, really, about getting on the plane?
There was definitely some nervousness, but mostly, you know, the atmosphere here is just very normal. It seems to be picking up. I've been here for about half an hour. When I first got here, it was just dead, and now there's sort of a slight hubbub, but basically some people are just finding out about the news and kind of wondering what to do with the liquids in their carry-ons. But other than that, pretty straightforward.
Anne, thanks very much.
Thanks.
NPR's Anne Hawk speaking to us from JFK Airport in New York.